And 7:43 is our time. 74 degrees on a Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. The Phillipsburg Rodeo three-day event gets underway tomorrow. Then in the Friday and Saturday, we still have a few tickets we'll be giving away for the Friday night portion of the rodeo. Already have our best seats in the house winner crowned. That is Janet. And here to talk about the rodeo is somebody that's going to be participating in it. No, not just in the stands. Actually, in the middle of it all is Cody Sospe. He's a rodeo clown and barrelman. Makes his home down in Charleston, Arkansas, was a bareback rider before becoming a rodeo clown. He loves rodeo and the family aspect of it all. And this is his first time to work Kansas's biggest rodeo in Phillipsburg. Cody, thanks for joining us here early on a Wednesday morning. Whatever in the world made you want to be a rodeo clown, a barrelman, and be involved in rodeo?
Well, I probably, like most guys, I grew up in rodeo. My dad was a pickup man. My mom was a barrel racer. And so I just grew up kind of following him around the rodeo arenas and stuff, and rode bucking horses and bulls growing up through high school and college, and had pretty good success. I was a three-time state champion bareback rider in high school, and and then went on and rode and competed for a while, and then the honest part, I told people I got too old and fat to ride bucking horses, so I filled in one night. I was at a rodeo, filled in for a clown that didn't show up and didn't know what I was doing, just kind of acted goofy and run around and had a good time. And I'll be dang if the rodeo committee didn't pay me for doing it. And I was like, I didn't know clowns got paid money. And so I filled in for a couple other guys and a couple other guys. And now what turned into just be a fill-in replacement guy has turned into a 20-year career of traveling the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, and all over, just going to pro rodeos. And for the first time in my career, I'm coming to Phillipsburg, Kansas, and pretty excited about it.
So give me a little inside scoop here, Cody, about being a rodeo clown. What is something that you do as a rodeo clown, whether it's preparing for it, whether it's actually in the moment when you're out there in the arena, that people may not know about a rodeo clown?
Well, my job is ultimately to entertain the crowd. I'm like I call it a glorified cheerleader. I'm in the arena, and I'm working with the sound tech and playing music, working with Randy Corley, Jill Franz and Loden, and we're bantering back and forth. And we want the family we don't want there to be any slow time during the rodeo. So working with animals, sometimes they'll lay down in the chutes, or sometimes they won't leave the arena. And so instead of just waiting and, you know, we'll do little jokes and do little dances and crowd interactions during the show and just, you know, just try to keep the show moving. I say we're just like any other stage comedian that you'd see on TV or whatever, only we got a 2,000-pound bull on our stage.
Well, that's a little bit different, no doubt. Cody Sospe, rodeo clown, barrelman. He's going to be at the Phillipsburg Rodeo, Kansas' biggest rodeo, coming up tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Rodeo begins at 8 o'clock each night at the rodeo grounds 1 mile north of town there in Phillipsburg on Highway 183. Don't forget about Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night is tomorrow night. Fans are asked to wear pink to the rodeo to show their support and awareness of cancer. Cody, what are some of the biggest rodeos you've worked, and what's maybe one or two of the coolest places you've been able to travel to? You mentioned Australia kind of jumped out at me.
Yeah, probably it's necessary for us. The biggest rodeos aren't always the coolest or whatever. You know, each, like Phillipsburg, you know, each little town has their own, you know, coolness factor that might have something that sticks out. And I just like to go. Of course, I did in 2017. The bullfighters or the bull riders voted me to work the national finals rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, and that's probably the highlight of my career, getting to be in front of 17,000 people a night for 10 nights in a row in Las Vegas, and that was by far the biggest fanciest thing I got to do, probably, you know, I like to go places. Rodeo is still what I call the best bang for the buck for the family to come and watch a rodeo, for entertainment wise this day and time. I mean, the the fans can get there, the family can get there early. There's always things to do on the rodeo grounds. Then the show starts. I think rodeo's very hands-on. They can, you know, they can. You go to a lot of times, you don't get very close to the basketball court or to the football field, you know, and if you go see one of them games. But rodeo, you're right on top of it, and you can see it, you can smell it, and you can, you know, be involved. So just anywhere where the family comes and we have a good time is just some of my favorite places.
Cody Sisby's Rodeo Clown Barrelman will be at the Phillipsburg Rodeo coming up tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. And he is joining us here on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. You do more than rodeo. When you're at home, you're involved with some other things. I've been told to ask you about Chicken Mafia. So what do you do when you're not being a rodeo clown and a barrelman?
Well, it's kind of a silly thing we did. We and a buddy of mine, we are co-owners in a cattle auction barn at home, and we got to having a coon problem. And I don't know if you have any vermi coons in your cornfields around Phillipsburg, but we have a lot of raccoons down where we're from, and we started catching these things and in our corn. And my neighbor is a world champion coon dog trainer, and I would give him these coons for he could train on his pups with and his new dogs, and he'd give me chickens. And so we accumulated a bunch of chickens this one time, and I said, we got to sell these things, and we've got 100 chickens running around my yard. So we had this big chicken sale, just advertised it on the radio, and said we're going to have the biggest one-day chicken sale in Arkansas, which in Arkansas, that gets a lot of people's attention. It was pretty exciting. And we wind up we rented the fairgrounds, and we hired auctioneers and just that on a whim. And we wind up selling chickens for about 12 hours one day, and it turned into a big community function. And then the next year we did it. It was an election year, and all the politicians came and spoke during the chicken sale. And then it just got to growing bigger, and it just plumb out of control and got to being funny. And so we boast that we have the biggest one-day chicken sale in Arkansas, and they called us the Chicken Mafia. We got to making a little bit of money. You know, we started sponsoring some bullfighters on the BFO, Bullfighters Only Tour, and got putting back into our community. And we have a children's home there that we donate to. And it's just such a silly thing. I always compare it to, like, Larry the Cable Guy about get her done. Yeah. You know, it's so simple and so country. But it got to, you know, of course, we started getting publicity from it. And it's such a silly thing. But, you know, now we have that big chicken sale once a year. And we always donate back to our community. It's kind of, as far as our state capital, you know, we have congressmen and senators come in because it's a big rural thing. You know, the hillbillies come out of the hills, and there's people there that vote. And so it's really funny, just a funny story.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun, and we definitely need that in our lives, no question about it. All right, I'll let you answer this one to close out our interview here today. Cody Sisby's Rodeo Clown and Barrelman. He's going to be at the Kansas Biggest Rodeo, Phillipsburg Rodeo, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. What would you say to someone that has not ever been to a rodeo? Sell them right now. You have the platform. Sell them on why they need to come out and check out the rodeo at Phillipsburg.
Well, kind of like I said earlier, rodeo has the best bang for the buck for the ticket price. And there's something at a rodeo for an 8-year-old to an 80-year-old. There's horses, there's bulls, there's danger, excitement, there's Americana. We're still one of the greatest American sports. They're going to say the prayer. They're going to play the national anthem. And it is the greatest family entertainment show in America, in my opinion.
Cody, we look forward to the event, the Phillipsburg Rodeo, Kansas' biggest rodeo, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. And for more information, visit kansasbiggestrodeo.com. Also, Kansas' biggest rodeo is on Facebook. You find them on Instagram as well. Tough enough to wear pink night tomorrow night. Everything, all kinds of stuff going on Friday and Saturday. Of course, the rodeo starts at 8 o'clock each night at the rodeo grounds located 1 mile north of Phillipsburg on Highway 183. Cody, be safe, all right? Entertain everybody, give them a good laugh, and appreciate you taking the time to join us early this morning to talk about rodeo.
Thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to seeing everyone in Phillipsburg.